Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, but Free Fire Radio here at the South Point Hotel, Resort, Casino, and Equestrian Center in Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo.
And why is your voice low? Why do you think that your voice is low?
Well, it could be is because, good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in today with us. I know it's a little bit early.
Carl and Linda Bott, how are you today?
Yeah, we're streaming live from the resort and casino here at South Point, and then in KCNR 96.5 FM all over the world. And last night was the opening night of the National Finals Rodeo for the next 10 nights. All the competitors will be at the Thomas Mack Arena. So if our voices sound a little hoarse today.
Yeah, it was very, very exciting. We're here at South Point, and this is where we are broadcasting live. We're right up by the arena. So as we get going more and more, there's going to be a bunch of people standing in line to get in. The doors open at 9, right as when we finish our broadcast this morning. We're very excited this morning. We're going to have Steve Knowles for the first part and John Browning. And as we're here, we talked earlier about, you know, the convention that leads up to the rodeo. And there's 700-plus rodeos organizations that are here in all of the breakout sessions, keynote speakers, the state of PRCA. And you, as you can imagine, all of Las Vegas has got so many events going on that tie into rodeo and, of course, the big night, opening night last night. So sold out, wonderful, wonderful evening. We had friends that flew in that have never been to the rodeo. So there was a lot of
national finals.
Yes, to the national finals. And so you can well imagine that it was just so wonderful. And when we talk about not only these athletes, you know, the days of, you know, thinking about rodeo or, you know, you've got the guy, you know, down the street that, you know, five beers and get on a bull. No, no, these are complete athletes. Think Tom Brady of what it takes for them to prepare to be on the world stage, which is happening right now. And the bulls and the all the stock. And last night we met the most fascinating person whose father created like a special feed because we talked to them, you know, our horse is now sugar-free. And they talk about how many of the food, how important it is about the food and the preparation and the nutrition of what it takes for these top athletic animals.
Yeah, and bulls, horses, I think it's called sweet pea supplements. But we're going to, you know, later on next year, we're going to have him on.
Yes.
And they're going to be talking about it because they sponsor a lot of different rodeos and stuff, and contractors. But then at the end of the evening, as we were standing in this line to get on a bus, we went into one of the breakout tents where they had a mechanical bull. And our friend got on the mechanical bull, as were other people.
Stood in line with this, number, got the T-shirt.
Got on the bull, did pretty good, and then the guy controlling the bull, like this lady got on wearing a skirt, which was interesting, got on, and then she had one ride, but then you get a young guy out there that's, you know, he looks like he might know.
Dialed it up to like a 9, I think.
Yeah, they were launching them. And, our friend Ted rode the bull.
I mean, it was, what's the name of this show that we love so much, John Travolta?
Urban Cowboy.
I'm thinking about Deborah Winger. It was so much fun.
Now, okay, big news is on Giving Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
$1.4 million raised up there in the North State.
We have the most generous community.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Things aren't real. I mean, things are a little tight out there, and they still came out with $1.4 million.
Right.
For all those great organizations we have here. Exeter's Farms did real well.
And we also want to thank our producers back at the studio because, you know, every day what we have to do is we take down our gear, we put it in the bag, we take down the lights, you know, and we go back and we take it back to the room because we're positioned in a place right now that's not really protected. We keep our banners out, but we take our tablecloth and the other things back into the room. So imagine 4:30 in the morning after being out last night. We get up just so we can, you know, get our brains functioning and then come and set up the gear. So we appreciate our producers back there, back and forth, talking to us through the computer and letting us know that we're broadcasting and doing all this. But, you know, I want to talk a little, too, before we begin and we get our special guest here, that we want to thank our sponsors. Really, it's so important because that made it possible for us to be able to do this experience, share it with you for the love of rodeo, for the love of community, and to make sure that that they're also touted. We've been running their commercials, but first we want to talk about our keynote sponsors, our title sponsors, which would be the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And then also Shasta Regional Medical Center, Redding Chamber of Commerce, Jones Fort, and Wonderland Signs. They've been amazing. And did you know that Redding Rancheria owns and operates 5 healthcare facilities under the Redding Rancheria Health System, providing high-quality care for Native and non-Native community members. And so as we get going this morning with our show, again, we're going to be having Steve Knowles and John Browney. And John Browney is going to be in the last segment. Now, John, as you know, was, and you can't wait to hear his story because he was very, very involved with Red Rock and Lane Frost. And you would see him in the movie 8 Seconds as well as some of the documentaries that you've seen about Red Rock. And his, and he's out of Red Bluff. And so yesterday we had J.B. Macy on, J.B. Stacy, sorry. I will get my vowels and consonants all together here today in just a moment.
Maybe.
Yeah. And so who is the director of the Red Bluff Roundup and all of the wool and gelding cells, and the things that they've got going on there, as well as now in Redding, our tickets are on sale now. You can go to reddingrodeo.com, and we have our ticket sales. And so we're here promoting Redding Rodeo, and, of course, Carl's got his vest on, and we have our laminates. And, you know, meeting people in the elevator, just like the feed guy last night that brought us back in his private car with his kids. It was so nice. You meet here at these kinds of events, and we love the cowboy code, don't we, Carl?
You know, you don't have to be a cowboy and own cattle and be pushing cattle and be in that kind of business or the horse business, as it is how important that they live by the code. You know, you don't take advantage of people, you treat people with respect, you do the right thing when nobody's watching.
Right.
And so, you know, it's that kind of thing that you see so many people here from literally all over the world.
Yeah, all over the world.
Come in here for this national finals. And it's it's kind of cool because when you get in here, people may be more experienced in the, you know, in rodeo and that kind of stuff. Is welcoming people who aren't.
Right.
You know, they may have their hat on backwards. Who knows? But, you know, you don't make fun of them. And yeah, we do see people wearing their hats backwards. And it's not because they've been at the bar all night. Because they, you know, they want to be involved. And that's what, I think that's one of the things that pro rodeo and NFR and people that are involved in the industry are. Is that they want to bring in more people.
Right.
I mean, there's some people.
For the love of the sport.
Yeah,
for the love of
there's some people that will never go to a rodeo. And that's just accepted. It's like, you know, they'll never go to a concert or they'll never do something. But there's, and then you've got the people that, yeah, I'm always going to go rodeo and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But then there's that group out there that, yeah, I like, you know, rodeo. And so it's reaching those people. And coming up and we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Jasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to stroke and cardiac care, every second matters. That is why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold a gold award from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts. And we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Freefire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsors for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
The Redding Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Redding. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Redding, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Redding, we invite you to join us. Visit RedingChamber.com to learn more.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement, featuring comedian Eric Griffin
and live band The Freshmakers.
Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss
Tickets
out.
Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats.
Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 and over.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And we're waiting for Carl and Linda Bott to come back on the air here. And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda are in Vegas right now and just waiting for them to jump back on. Carl and Linda, can you hear me? You're on the air. You're live. What's going on, guys? How was Las Vegas?
Good morning.
We're back on.
That was a short break, wasn't it?
It was a short
lot of moving
break.
Parts there.
Can you hear me now or no?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the capital of
South Point Plaza, South Point Arena.
What you say when you say it's ground zero of all of the rodeo action is right here in South Point.
Right, it is. And so we had, like I said, we introduced friends that flew in from Redding, and they came for the rodeo experience, and we talked about how what we learned yesterday was pretty amazing, that the dirt that they bring in for the rodeo, and that's when we go down on Monday, we took a Facebook and we posted it, like a video and posted it, that that's right when you see all the heavy equipment that's pushing the dirt. Now, just a week ago or maybe days before that, there was a basketball game, because it's the home of, you know, it's UNLV, and I can't think of the name of their basketball team.
The
Running Rebels. Okay. Yeah. So when we went downstairs and we're walking into where the arena is, you know, it's Running Rebels, it's red carpet, there's all these breakout rooms, you know, where their locker rooms and everything. And so we went down and we were there and watching the dirt being poured and leveled out. And we found out yesterday that dirt is collected, and they keep it for a year. They keep it every year.
Yeah, they keep it
every
year.
Because it's genetically modified.
Well, I don't know if it's genetic.
Well, it's something.
It's mixed in such a way that it gives the surface, and it gives the animals the ability to, you know, it gives them support so they can move and they can buck. But the other thing is they can race around. Also, and you know, like the barrel racers or the team ropers, I mean, they're at top speed.
They were amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway. 13 seconds, 14 seconds. Can you imagine? You know,
the other thing, too, people don't realize these are the best competitors, cowboy and cowgirls in the world.
Right.
And they'll miss a loop.
They'll miss a loop.
They won't catch.
Or hit a barrel accidentally.
They'll knock a barrel down. When steer wrestlers, the number one steer wrestler in the nation missed his first steer last night.
Right.
Came and hit that thing and was being drugged down the,
right.
You know, fighting it all the way, but he just couldn't hang on.
And you so, never know. You never know. And that's, yeah. That's the beauty of the sport. You can never guess any minute how it could be changed. And boy, did it, I have this newfound respect.
Yeah.
For the bullfighters. And when you think of a bullfighter, the first thing you think in your mind are back in Spain when they used to have the red, you know, thing, cape. And no. We're talking about these guys dressed up like they're clowns.
Yeah, they used to call them clowns.
Yeah.
These guys are not clowns.
No.
last night, one of the bull riders got hung up for,
yes.
For a second.
Yes. He could have had his arm ripped off.
Yeah, and so what do you see? Those bullfighters converge on that bull.
Uh-huh.
They're in front of him.
Distracting him.
And another one is leaping on the bull, grabbing the rider's hand.
Yes.
And breaking him loose from his rope.
Yeah, so if this is, again, the beautiful part of teamwork. And we cannot reiterate or say it enough about what it takes. You know, you may just single out a person or a part of the sport. But when you think of all of the intricacies that go into that one, that performance or that 8 seconds or however long that is, I mean, and how hard these people work, and they have to qualify. And we have somebody we love very much that we were hoping would be here and didn't make the, each person, not only just you have to have the scores, you have to have the money, you have to have made this particular amount of money.
It's the top 15 money winners in the whole year.
Yes.
And sometimes there's like 100, and one of them, and I can't remember which, it could be the bareback, but there was $150 difference between number 15 and number 16.
Yeah. Think about that.
Number 15 was here. Number 16 wasn't. What was that? One, maybe an entry to someplace.
Right.
And they're getting, okay, first place here, when if you win your go-around, $37,000.
So add that up. Now,
Stetson Wright. Tell him Stetson Wright, who is
in the Wright boys.
In the Wright, yeah.
There's four of them here.
But Stetson Wright, who is in the lead for the all-around at $305,000, right? He won the saddle bronc. And the bull riding last night.
Can you believe that?
So that was like $75,000 he walked away. Now, and people go, and for 16 seconds, but it's not 16 seconds.
Uh-huh.
It is
it's a lifetime.
Entire year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, and the other thing too is, and see, we have time here, how did the NFR get here?
Oh, that's going to be an interesting story. But do we want to wait for our guest to see?
As our guest comes rolling.
Yeah, do we want to see what happens?
You know, I mean,
take an early break and maybe we'll talk about that when we get back.
Okay, who's bringing us? Who brought us here?
All right, let's talk about Jonesport and let's talk about how Jonesport has definitely stepped up and they're located, you know, Jonesport Gun Shop is one of the oldest gun stores in California with an expert staff that can quickly assist you with your firearm needs. Jonesport Gun Shop selling all your favorite gun makes, Ruger, Weatherby, Smith, Wesson, Glock, SIG, and much more, open Monday through Saturday at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. You can give them a call at 530-222-3223. That's Jonesport. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happened.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
The Redding Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Redding. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Redding, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Redding, we invite you to join us. Visit ReddingChamber.com to learn more.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And we're back here.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Las Vegas at the South Point Resort and Casino and Equestrian Center in the ground zero of the National Finals Rodeo. Kind of happening right here. And Redding Rancheria has brought us, is bringing us at the park.
Absolutely. Cultural celebration is important to Redding Rancheria and to our community. And Native American Night at the Rodeo is one of our favorite annual traditions with our partners at the Redding Rodeo, which is our opening night, and we look forward to that. Tickets are on sale now, so you can go to ReddingRodeo.com.
Yeah, Native Appreciation Night, the first night there, and it's great. You know, dancing and all types of great stuff going on there. Hey, our guest is Steve Knowles.
Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
National Finals Rodeo guy. You're the administrator?
I'm actually the director of rodeo administration and the COO.
Okay. And you've been with us, what, 3 years this year?
I believe 3 years. And this is actually my fourth year as the director of rodeo administration.
Okay.
So time flies.
Well, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm a Florida native. 4 years ago, I was recruited by Colin Glaus to come out to Colorado Springs and take a job in the office, and I'm still mad at him over that.
Well, who wouldn't want to work around Tom?
No, Tom's a great guy.
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody I talk to, here's what they say about Tom. Level. And that's important.
I tell you what, people underestimate him because he doesn't say a lot.
Uh-huh.
He's brilliant. Brilliant guy. Very smart.
He's calm.
He's a lawyer by trade, yeah. So you got to be really careful.
He's a junk lawyer. What he told us. We said, what was your specialty, junk? He said, you come in, you were going to And he's funny, too, and people don't realize this. Very. They go up and they think that, but he's funny. He's got great stories. But how'd you get into, he asked you to come in, so you had not been in the PRC.
I was pro official, one of the rodeo judges for 21 years.
Yeah, you were an official.
And then I transitioned into this role.
Okay.
So I've been here, this is my 31st in a row National Finals Rodeo.
Oh my gosh.
almost from the beginning.
Okay. So we were talking a little bit that 40 years ago, the NFR was in Oklahoma City, and a guy by the name of Benny Binion, and also owner of this hotel, he said, you know, because December from Thanksgiving to Christmas was slow here, and they went and they approached the PRCA about having the NFR here. And long story short, they came here in, what, 1985?
85, I believe.
Yeah, because 40 years here.
And, you know, that back in the time, the PRCA was set up with, I think it was a 9-person board. The president of the PRCA at the time was Sean Davis, which ended up being the general manager of the NFR after this. But it was a tie when they voted to move it from Oklahoma City, and Mr. Binion and the Las Vegas people. So the board was split, and Sean Davis was the tiebreaker.
That's right.
And I understand, and I know Sean very well. It was very tense moment.
I bet.
You know, nobody knew. It could have been a disaster.
That's right.
In the first year, they give away some tickets, and I think by year two, they were rolling.
By the third year of the sellout.
Look,
at that first year, that's what they said. They were giving away tickets to get people in here.
And look what this thing pays, you know, now in the contract, it goes up almost $1 million a year for the next 9 years.
Now, I couldn't be sure, but I heard, and I thought that the payout for the winners of each of the events was 37,000.
Go-around winners.
Go-around
winners. Go-around winners are 37,000. Average, don't quote me, but it's sure around 80 or 90 grand to win the average.
Last year, I thought it was like 27,000.
It went up, went up a million. It's 14 million, I think, payout this year.
Yeah. So it went up 10,000. Yeah.
It's a significant, that payout, when it goes up, stock contractors, they get a raise, contract personnel. You know, each animal this year, 12 grand. Is what their lease is on each animal.
Each animal, 12,000.
That's a pretty good chunk.
Yeah, and you don't have any turnouts here.
No, you don't. We hope not. We hope, you know, we wasn't sure with the virus going around what was in store, but we got through it, you know, and had a great plan. Alan Reinheimer is the general manager here now, had a great plan, security plan. So far we're safe. Our horses are safe and our people are safe.
Well, we talked to a team roper in the elevator. And he said, yeah, it looks, he says, they're really taking care. He says, we're coming in, you know, we're bringing them in, but they're all the safety protocols are in place.
You know, these horses, these rodeo horses that these timed event guys have, they're roping horses, they're big money. I mean, these things, it ain't nothing to spend $200,000 or $300,000 on a horse. So they really take care of their, you know, it's their tool. If you don't have a healthy horse, you're not going to win.
And there's a relationship too that you have with your animal.
You know, these people, you know, they really take care of their horse and they would not risk their health for no amount of money.
Right. And, you know, so in the EHB started about 3 weeks ago in Waco and it's at an event. And so Tom was saying some events have been canceled. On the East Coast, I think, instead of rodeo.
One in Florida, one in Oklahoma, and one in Texas.
Okay. Anyway, but they've done all the protocols here, and last night, I tell you what, we saw some fast times last night.
We did. It was awesome. You know, great competition for the first performance. The Bulldoggers, they were a little nervous. They missed the barrier, and, you know, it didn't work out for everyone, but I looked for them to get back on track.
Well, you know, when you get the number one man, number one steer wrestler in the world, and you missed it, you know, I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
And Will Loomis, great guy. But I think if he's going to go out with a no time, the first performance is the one to go out with because now he has no, he don't have to hold back.
No.
So I look for him to really hit it and stride now.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, it's hard to, you know, it's like everybody. Linda's been a performer for her whole life. That, you know, even no matter how many times you do it, you step out there on the stage, there's still a little.
It's live.
It's live. Yeah.
There's an energy into all of it.
You against the world. You know, it's almost.
That's it.
And these guys, you know, Will's been around a long time, but nerves and butterflies.
Mm-hmm. It still hits everybody.
He does. But I think that if you're going to take a no time, best time to take a no time. You know, if not, it's in the back of your mind, you know, I don't want to mess up, but now let it roll.
So he can still take every go around.
He still has a chance to be world champion.
Now, Steve, you've officiated you were one of the officials for 21 years?
21 years, and correct.
What does an official look for? You know, because they've got four officials out there, and you know, for the rough stock and all this. What are you looking for?
You know, first, to get the score right, you have to evaluate the animal's performance to ever get the score right, because the animal dictates how well the ride is, you
right.
know.
Well,
so you're looking for the guy that makes the absolute best ride on the rankest or hardest animal to ride. That's your winner. You know, there's a lot of criteria that goes with it. You know, whether it's direction change, power, drop, all that. And once you get the animal evaluated in your mind, then you can determine the score of the rider, how well he handled the situation. It's kind of I hate to say complex, but there's a lot of moving parts in 8 seconds.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is the four officials, four different corners of the arena, and they've obviously got some kind of, they've got their iPad there or something, and it's amazing to see when they put their scores down, because they're not standing next to each other and they're not seeing the other guy's score, how close they are.
And they should be fairly close, except position. You know, that four corners, different positions, different looks. Obviously, if something's chasing you, it's really hard to come up with a good score because you're running and looking back. And that happens all the time in this little arena. But, you know, we preach speed on the judges. We want them to be quick. We want them to be precise and get their scores in. We don't want them delaying. You know, we need to get this going where we can get on to the next game.
And I tell you what, they're quick, and you're looking at it, and you can tell that's going to be an 84. Yeah. That's going to be an 83, or 88 and a half. I tell you what, when Stetson Wright came out on his saddle bronc, you could just tell that, boy, this is going to be a good score. Mm-hmm. And it was 90 last night.
He was focused.
Wasn't he? And then came back to win the full
ride. Poetry in motion.
We have a real all-around race this year with the two guys there, and it's exciting. You know, we haven't really had that in a while.
Yeah.
Especially not two guys from the buck and shoot in.
I know, the rough stock,
But Stetson prepared. You know, he took some time off with his injury. Just getting back started, but I wouldn't bet against him. He's quite an athlete.
He is focused. People talk about the Super Bowl. Well, the Super Bowl is played on one day. They let it out. They turn it loose for that day. They leave it on the field. Here at the National Finals, you've got 10 days in a row. And most of the time, I would imagine almost all the time, you do not have rough stock competitors competing 10 days in a row during the season.
Can you share with our listeners, and the people are like driving to work today, and you know, what is a rough stock contract? Contractor.
Stock contractor.
Yes. What does that mean?
Well, in the PRCA, we have probably about 70 stock contractors. And to be a PRCA stock contractor, you have to have it all. You have to have your barebacks, your saddle broncs, and your bulls, and that's required. These guys have invested millions and millions of dollars to have these animals, these great animals, and they're so valuable. So they're really hard to find. You know, even the breeding and all this, they're just hard to find because there's people willing to spend so much money.
Yeah.
It's just if you're going to be a contractor, you either got to be rich or raise them yourself.
Okay.
You can't hardly buy them. It's not feasible, and it's not financially a good decision, you know, to buy all these animals. Even if you are getting $12,000 for them here, that's a long ways from paying for them. And you hope you get a few years out of them, but the performance, you don't know if it's 1 year or 10 years. So you're hoping to get a lot of years out of horses. Bulls won't last that long, you know, just they age out faster.
But it's really that
game in the stock contracting has really stepped up. These guys are getting the best stock, and it's very competitive business.
Now, Steve, how are the animals selected here come to the Super Bowl?
Each stock contractor has to submit his list of potential animals. And he has to send him some videos and this and that and the other. And the director of the event, which there's one event representative for each event, he selects them. He gets it. This year we had 1,156 animals nominated total. And we narrow it down to, we bring 100 bulls and 105 horses in each event. So he narrows that down. to a short list, and at the end of the day, he has to pick 105 of those.
Man, that's so, seen, I
105 bulls.
100 bulls, 105 horses.
And 105 horses. Now, that's for two events, too. So we're talking 210 horses.
Yeah, correct.
210
correct.
Horses and 100 bulls for the 10 days. And he, but once they're selected, they're now an NFR.
They're now an NFR, and we, you know, we bring them in here, and once they put that back number tag on an animal, he's officially a selected animal. You know, it's pretty tense up till that point, because you just don't know. Because if they're not lame, or if they're sore and lame, they won't get tagged and you don't get paid.
Yeah.
So those stock contractors are very nervous until they slap that, tag number on them.
And people talk about the way.
And who does that? Who does the testing for?
We have veterinarians. That choose
the animals.
Oh, the event rep, representative.
Does it.
All right.
But then they're vet checked.
They're vet checked.
Oh, yeah.
They're brand, okay. You know, the state brand inspectors here.
Yeah.
But the vets are on site all the time watching them.
So people talk about, those animals, but they don't, when you've got a, you spend this much for these animals, they live pretty well.
They live really well.
Have you ever seen an underweight bucking horse? I haven't. Not
no,
for years.
No. Yeah, I mean, if you see one that's a little, you think it's underweight, he's probably got a little thoroughbred in him, and it's just they're built lean. You
but
know?
I tell you what, you know, they cinch that up, and there's that little belly when that horse. They are turning it loose. They are in shape.
They get exercise.
Oh, yeah.
They don't just sit around and eat bonbons all day. They have to work out too.
Well, you know, John Growney will be here in a little while. But John said, you know, the breeding of these bulls. He said he had a bull. You know, when they're breeding, they to put him in the chute the first time. That bull looks out, and because of the years of breeding and genetics, he said they know what they're there for.
Well,
we saw that last night. There were some mean looking bulls that were, no wonder you have the greatest, what do you want to call them? You used to call them clowns, but they're now professional bullfighters.
Yeah.
You needed three and four of those guys on top of these bulls last night.
They do know their job. You know, I don't know, most of these bulls, probably get about 20, 25 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
So they know their business, you know, and they stand there and they, you know, they're pretty calm in the chute for the most part, but they're ready to explode.
Oh yeah. I mean, some of them you come up and pet. I mean,
absolutely.
Look at Red Rock.
Yeah.
He's put kids on him and he'd walk around. So that's how they're selected. How are the officials selected?
These 12 pro officials are actually contract workers for the BRCA for throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
And when we give them the contract, we bring them to the national finals. That's who comes here, those 12 officials. And we do rotate those every year. We'll move two or three in, two or three out. So we keep that updated also.
All right. So what does somebody have to do in order to become are you the person that selects them?
I am not. We have a supervisor of pro officials that runs that program. We do assist in evaluating, but these guys are past contestants. They've competed. You know, they're over their competition years. They went into the officiating. So they officiate rodeos all year.
Okay.
Big and little. And we just evaluate. You know, it takes a lot of years before you're ready to come here and be an official. So, you know, they have a lot of experience. Some of these guys have been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah. Well,
so they're on a contract. They're a contract. And so they get paid by the PRCA.
Correct.
Which is, you know, and then they're going to travel just like everybody else.
They get a salary. Their salary, we cover all their expenses. And then we bring them here, and they get a bonus for coming here. It's like a year-end bonus.
Oh, nice.
So now the officials that show up at Reading. Are they out of the PRCA?
They are. We assign all the officials throughout the 713 rodeos or whatever we have.
Okay, so they show up too.
They're not all contracted. Sometimes we just contract. Yeah. They're not salaried. They just get paid per the rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of these guys here would be at Reading, this level. These level of officials at Reading.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know.
That's wonderful.
Well, we're in the top 40.
Yeah.
You are. You're a playoff series rodeo.
Yeah, we are.
Playoff series rodeo. I like it.
Very important to us and to our members.
Well, you know, Reading, we want to try and, you know, make it better every year. More money, bringing in, and being in May, that helps.
It does. You know, Reading, I've been to Reading several times, and it was one of my favorite California Reading.
Really?
Yeah, it was laid back. You know, it was just kind of a little laid back. People relaxed. You know, the committee was great. Bennett Gooch is the...
Bennett was, now it's Ted Bambino.
Okay, right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ted took over last
year. Okay. When I was going, Bennett was
kind of the...
He was in that position for a long time.
It was like 5 years. Yeah. Yeah. Bennett took it to a level, and then, you know, now Ted's in there.
Yeah.
We got some changes with our whole arena,
and it's just
We just got the 25-year lease, which is now Rory replacing,
my first year in this role was the year the bull jumped out.
I was there. I was on that row.
Linda had sung the national anthem. That, you know, I was standing there and I was watching that bull. And most of the time, everybody know, you know, they bring the bulls out before the rodeo starts. And so it shows them their exit. And they're, you know, they know what they're doing. And so they're looking for that exit. But this one, he was moving, his head was up, and he was fixed on that one spot.
I've seen the video several times, and he knew what he was doing.
He was.
Man, and I was in that row, and I saw him coming, and I was like, you know, because some of the bulls will come right up to the fence, and then they'll turn. This guy, he can't possibly be, oh, there he goes. Oh, my. And you know what? It was amazing that there wasn't a lot of damage and people weren't really hurt. That was a God thing, if you ask me.
Correct.
Because he went right into the people.
And
they scattered.
And where the alley was, that gate was open. So he just went straight out to the river.
Yep, that's what I understood.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had that happen. Not a lot, but it's happened
the fence
a couple
has changed.
Of times. Yeah. You know, at Sisters Oregon, 2 years ago it happened.
Uh-huh.
They claim it was their best thing ever because of their ticket sales the year after. You know, they sold T-shirts.
We missed our chance.
We did.
Well, we always kidded Stephanie Bridget. She was the DA, and she was running for office, and it went right over her sign. I said, you know, you're gonna have a million people looking at that sign, Stephanie. You ought to pay her more. We're gonna have to take a quick break. Our guest is Steve Knowles, who is the COO, Chief Operations Officer of the BRCA. And we're going to take a quick break, and this portion is brought to you by Reading Chamber of Commerce.
That's right. The Reading Chamber of Commerce works every day to make our community a place where families and businesses thrive. One of the best examples of our community spirit is the Reading Rodeo, a tradition that brings people together and showcases our Western heritage. Visit Reading encourages you to plan your next getaway and experience everything our region offers. From world-class recreation to great local events, make your plans now for the Reading Rodeo in May. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Reading Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
And we're back with Carl and Linda. They're in Las Vegas.
Before you get to the real ground zero.
We're waiting for them to come back on, and they should be back any second. All right.
I want to go every night. So good.
You listen to KCNR, Shasta Reading, 1460 AM.
Steve Knowles, we're going to do another shout-out, too.
And I think they're about to interview Steve Knowles. And...
Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to serve our Northern California community with the highest standards of patient safety, quality, and care. From emergencies to specialty services, we're here for all of your health care needs because your health is our community's priority.
There you go. Steve Knowles, who is the Chief Operations Officer of Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. 3 years in a row, he's been with us, as has the CEO. And, you know, I said, sure like to have him on. And then here you are, and you've been there every year.
We enjoy it. We enjoy coming on with you guys.
And the first year, we didn't think that because, remember the tragedy over at Las Vegas on the campus?
Correct.
The shooting there. And I did not expect Tom to show up because there's so much going on. You all were, I'm sure, leaping through your grommet trying to, how are we going to do this?
Right.
You rolled in.
First day was canceled. Opening night was canceled. As it should have been.
Yeah, it was postponed.
Postponed.
To the following Wednesday.
Right.
The other thing we talked about was the EHV that's going on, equine herpes virus. And Tom talked about it yesterday, so we really don't have to get back into it today. But everything that you all are doing to protect these animals.
And what we're doing, not only us, the Las Vegas events people, Alan Reinheimer, there's just, we collaborate and come up with a plan. The veterinarians, we have several veterinarians assisting us. We're taking it serious.
Yeah, and we talked to one of the team ropers because I think the World Team Roping Championship starts today.
It does.
And he was talking about that. He's very, very positive about, you know, what's going on.
What he said, and I would like to share because you would like to hear this, I'm sure. He said, I'm a breeder and I'm into stock. But he also said, we skipped Arizona. We came right here because the protocols and my horse is downstairs. And it is fantastic the way they're caring for our animals here. So we were like, this is a stranger in here. Just before the show, he was going downstairs to where the horses are held.
And these, you know, I'm going to say the horse owners are a big part of this because there's really no way to regulate it.
Right.
Because these people are on their own. They have to do the right thing. The temperature checks, the distancing. It's COVID. You know, this is COVID for horses.
Right. Yeah.
This is what it feels like. That's exactly what I felt like, you know, when we started talking about this.
So if we go down there, we're going to see a little mask on our face.
Probably, you know, that's how it's transferred, through the nasal. But it's not a new virus. This virus has been around for a long time. And I think there's outbreaks every year.
Yeah. In California in 2022. Mm-hmm. One of the things that 716 rodeos a year, every one of them has a committee.
They all do. And these committee people, they're the backbone of our industry. These are the volunteers. They're the people that raise the funds in the community to put on this event for the community, and they're volunteers for the most part. They take their vacation, they go out there and they bust their butts, you know, doing all this. And they probably don't get thanked enough. They really, without them, we're nothing. They are the people that raise the funds, put on the work, and hopefully they raise a little revenue in their community to give back to the community.
Everybody we've been talking to, I know Red and Rodeo gives back in our community and scholarships and all this. And then we run with the Chicks and Chaps, and I think y'all raised $30,000 last year, something like that. Mm-hmm. It goes back into the community. But I thoroughly agree with you, and I've been on our committee for 4 or 5 years, and you don't realize what it takes to put on a rodeo. And again, it's a lot of moving parts, and it's all volunteers. Now you got your core group; they're always going to be there, and then they're volunteers, so they're not getting paid. So
it's challenging to bring new members on. Younger, right. We all age out. Yeah. We need some young guys and ladies to step up and take over. And you know, sometimes it's hard. People don't like busting their butts for free or for nothing, but they have to love it.
Yeah.
You know, and contestants, there's some very thoughtful and thankful contestants out there that thank the committees.
Yes.
We also understand there's people that have never been in a position to put on a rodeo. They don't understand. I think that should be a requirement to be a rodeo cowboy to serve on a committee.
Well, you know, that's not a bad idea. Now, we've got about 4 minutes left, Steve. The health of the rodeo industry.
It's probably as healthy right now as it ever was. And we know we're going to hit a roadblock somewhere, but our attendance is up. You know, prize money's up. There's, I think, $4 million more in 2025 than there was 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming, you know, these communities are coming up with this money.
Man.
You know, we're at just under $80 million payout this past year. That's a phenomenal amount of money. And you know, not very many years ago, it was just a couple of million.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, for us, for sponsors, and Red and Rodeo, yeah, we're in that top group. But, you know, our sponsors, we don't have a problem getting sponsors. In fact, you know, they were asking us early, and we have to come sign up early because you've only got so much stuff you can do for your sponsors out there, and you want to give everybody, you know.
And that's what's great about attending the week before rodeo, and mixing with all of the 700-plus other committees is about what do you do? How do you do it? You know, and you learn. You learn so much about how to improve and make it better for the community, make it better for the riders, make it better for the contestants. And, you know, you want to scale up all the time.
You know, the convention that we had here on earlier this past week, we had over 1,600 people registered committees. It's for rodeo committees.
Mm-hmm.
We host that. And really all it is just for the committees to collaborate, learn some information. We do it for them. And it's really, we've almost outgrown our, we're so full.
I know.
And we try to entertain the committees and it just gets better and better.
You do a great job.
You're doing a great job. I tell you, the gala on Monday night.
Beautiful.
And then the welcome on Tuesday.
The numbers.
And that's, you know, under my responsibilities, the welcome reception is my
event. Oh, is that yours?
Correct. The convention is my event. I'm in charge of those.
Well, you're just doing
all right, thumbs up.
four thumbs up.
You know, in that welcome reception is out of control. You know, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Well, you know,
we were there.
It's,
we kind of hid way over there, some a little bit of a breathing room, but we had such a great time. Oh my God, rockstar! I feel like it's a CMA.
And it really has grown into that. You know, the people dress, they walk the red carpet, carpet, and that's what it's all about.
Oh, it is.
And Mr. Gon provides all the beverages and snacks for that night at no charge.
Is that right?
He's very
thank you.
Oh, great food and open bar.
But it's beautiful to watch the people and the guys. They're pulling their numbers, the girls and the guys, and, you know, the women and the men that are riding, and then see their kids and they go the red carpet and come on. And it's just, and fans, to see the fans love it.
They love it. You know, and I'm so excited that night, too. That's when you really kind of hit you, you know, here we go. We're getting started.
Yeah. We're going.
Yep. So.
And then opening night.
Opening night. And what we were really looking forward to, because we didn't, you know, you always have that thought in your back of your mind, what's going to happen next? Are we going to get canceled? Are we going to have to postpone?
Mm-hmm.
And then once that opening night and it get through that, you're like, we're rolling now. We just got to stay out of the way from here on.
Well,
right. Steve, thank you so much for being with us.
I enjoyed it, and I appreciate you inviting me, and I'm glad to always come.
Well, next time you come in to Reading, let us take you out to dinner and show you some new places up there in the North State.
Fly fishing, take you on the road. Yeah. Beautiful. Whatever you want.
I'm all about it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, we're going to take a break from the news, and we come back. We've got John Browning, kind of a rodeo legend. Stock contractor, owner of Red Rock. He just walked around the corner, so I'm going to go run down and catch him during the break.
Okay, he's over there.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That's super. Okay.
We're muted.
In Florida?
I do have, yes. Well,
go back and forth.
I do have a house.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A 30-year-old Virginia man faces charges for allegedly planting pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic National Headquarters in Washington, D.C. almost 5 years ago. Why the delay in the arrest? FBI Director Kash Patel says the evidence was there for quite a long time.
An investigation spearheaded by the deputy director and the ADIC of our Washington field office brought in a new team of investigators and experts, reexamined every piece of evidence, sifted through all the data, something that the prior administration refused and failed to do.
The explosives, which did not detonate, were planted outside the RNC and DNC headquarters on the eve of the January 6, 2021 riot, the U.S. Capitol. A win for Republicans in Texas, the Supreme Court allowing the use of a redrawn congressional map next year's midterm elections. Revised map favors Republicans, could help them to hold on to a slim majority in the U.S. House. One is from the north, the other, a neighbor to the south. The leaders of Canada and Mexico are in Washington today with each planning a meeting with President Trump.
The North American leaders are in the nation's capital for the 2026 World Cup draw. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico are hosting the tournament next summer. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum have plans for brief meetings with Donald Trump while at the Kennedy Center. It will be Sheinbaum's first face-to-face meeting with the president.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. An inflation gauge, it's closely followed by the Federal Reserve, cooled ever so slightly in September prior to the government shutdown. Prices up just 0.3% from August, increasing the likelihood of an interest rate cut by the Fed next week. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 176 points. The Nasdaq ahead 94. The S&P better by 25 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Modern-day pirates continue to cause trouble in a key shipping route on the way to the strategic Suez Canal.
A ship traveling through the narrow Bab el-Mandeb Strait between Djibouti, Eritrea and Yemen has come under attack by suspected pirates, officials say. The incident saw a vessel chased by smaller ones that opened fire on it, the British military's Maritime Trade Operations Centre says. The private security firm Dia Plus Group says the vessel twice came under attack and armed guards aboard it opened fire in response, adding the crew is safe. The area has seen attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels over the Israel-Hamas war, as well as a rise in piracy from Somalia. I'm Charles Deletesma.
European Union regulators have fined Elon Musk's social media platform X 120 million euros, this for failing to comply with digital regulations in the EU. News and analysis, townhall.com. Seems like there's something going on with animals and alcohol.
It was just a few days ago when that raccoon got into a Virginia liquor store and promptly got drunk. Now, a baby seal has wandered into a busy bar in New Zealand. The little guy sampled salmon, but of course was not given any alcohol. He was eventually taken out of the pub by animal control officers with the help of a dog crate and more salmon. He was later safely released. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal vaccine advisory committee abandoning its long-standing advice that all babies get hepatitis B shots at birth For decades, the government advised all infants be vaccinated against the liver infection right after birth. Well, now the committee recommends the birth dose only for babies whose mothers test positive. For others, it's up to parents and their doctors to decide what to do. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the South Point Hotel, Casino, Spa, Resort, and Equestrian Center. And we're broadcasting, of course, NFR. This is our last day that we're going to be broadcasting in our last hour. And good morning, everybody. Thanks for thanks for tuning in.
I just found a cable
that's supposed to be attached to my computer that maybe wasn't attached, but everything's working.
Oh, okay, so maybe.
Hey, Alex, say something to
Thank
me,
you.
Will you?
Yeah,
hey,
Alex.
Good morning. How's it going out there?
Oh, this is why we couldn't hear you, buddy.
Okay.
Plugging the big port.
Yeah, we were trying everything. I'm glad to hear you guys.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? We did party last night. We had a great time. We went to the opening night of the rodeo, and we had the most generous people we're going to talk about in a little bit. That on the way out, because the lines were super long to take the shuttle, and of course you're here with the Reading Rodeo. If you're just tuning in, this is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, and their lines were so long to take that shuttle, and we thought, oh, you know what, the buses were just we were late last night because the buses were kind of a little bit of a mess. But anyway, so we turned around and we thought, okay, you know, let's. The first person said. They wanted $300 to take us from Thomas to Met.
It's like 15 minutes.
And then we were walking, and we had the most generous people that said, hey, we've got a SUV, come with us. And so we took the four of us, and we...
But first of all, you go, is this guy trying to get us into this SUV?
No. And then John, we're going to talk to him in a little bit, because he ended up, he's a sponsor of your, one of the sponsors of your company.
Of Legacy.
Really?
Yeah.
With Sweet Tea, right?
Finding out stuff.
All right. And we're here with John Growney, one of my favorite people. So you make my heart always feel so warm and fuzzy.
Thank you.
And why can we hear you? Let's get you up there. Get up on that microphone.
Yes.
So good morning.
Good morning. It's always a good morning here.
Okay. Let's try that.
Okay, how you doing?
How's that?
There we go. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, we got a few buttons, you know. What can I say?
Wow.
Oh, okay. Aren't you glad, Alex, to find out it wasn't your fault? Okay. John Growney, tell people a little bit about yourself, partner.
Oh, my God.
I know it's hard, but you know what?
A little bit about myself.
You've been in the business.
Anytime that I talk about me, I talk about Red Bluff.
Right.
And then when I talk about Red Bluff, I talk about Redding. Because when I was younger, the two were the same. They did everything together. Partying together, they did things together, they promoted together.
Mm-hmm.
They Redding and Red Bluff promoted Northern California. We were in Northern California.
Right.
Well, we heard you.
So I'm a fifth generation from Red Bluff, California.
Well,
but I grew up around John Balma.
Now,
yes.
When did you get into rodeo?
John Balma. Well,
I weighed 96 pounds when I was a freshman in high school. And so I was second, third string, everything. I love sports, but everybody else was growing, and I wasn't growing at all. So I met a kid that his older brother rode bulls, and then I was raised around the ranching world. So I already was a cowboy. I thought I was a cowboy.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to my first junior rodeo when I was a freshman at Susanville, and I won the cow ride. So that from then on, there was no woe. You know, I just kept moving forward, and I became a rodeo cowboy.
And your specialty?
Oh, I was a bull rider. And then I rode bareback horses, too. And Dick Kimstead, who was an amateur stock contractor in the Redding-Anderson area, he knew my dad, and, you know, and I knew all, you know, the ag world was small and still small in the livestock world. And so Dick took a liking to me and when I was riding. So he taught me how to pick up bucking horses and how to flank stock and how to handle bucking horses.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was my first real introduction to being a rodeo stock contractor.
Now, being a contractor is such a, I mean, we just heard there's 100 bulls and 210 horses here.
They get selected.
They're supposed to be the top of the line.
Right, right.
And so usually probably the top 70 really belong here, and then the next 25 or 30 becomes political.
Okay.
So anyway, that's what goes on.
All right.
Okay. Now
that makes sense. I mean,
what did you say?
The way of the world.
Now, is the opening night? Is it a special line of bulls that they have for the first night?
So last night was in all three events were the nice to ride events.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it'll get tougher on those cowboys now. Because you know those were the political 30.
Oh, okay.
So and then you know it'll just you'll start seeing the better ones as they there's five performances that supposedly all those animals will go in and those same animals will come back into the next five performances.
Okay, so when you hear the term eliminator pen,
right?
What is that?
Well, the eliminator pen, it's not like it used to be. Back in the old days, I feel like I'm an old man now, but I am one of the older guys now, but I still think I'm that kid from Red Bluff. But anyway, the eliminator pin back in the old days was horses that were out of line. You know, they'd be over here and then over there the next jump. You know, they weren't just bucking straight out through there. And that was usually the eliminator tent. And then in the bullpen, even Red Rock and Bodacious could have fit in the eliminator pin, but because they were famous, they got in the TV pin, and the TV pin is supposed to be the better ones that are just good to ride, but you know, you can be 90 points on every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they have different pins, but it doesn't always work out that way. An animal will have an off day or an animal will have a great day that never has had a great day before. So no matter how hard they try to even the pin out, it never works that way. So, but overall it does. And we saw it in the bull riding last night and we saw it in the bareback riding and even in the bronc riding. There was a couple of Tim Bridwell had a really ranked horse out last night. And he won the bucking horse of, they have a thing where the best buck, the bareback horse out that night, the best bull out that night, the best bronc.
Okay.
And so Tim Bridwell had the best bronc out last night, even though they didn't place on the horse. Because he was hard to ride, he was almost an eliminator, and so he actually did not fit in that pin.
Okay, so the first night you want to have everybody kind of settle down.
It is. It always is. It seems like every rodeo we ever go to, including Reading, the first performance is a rehearsal.
Well, you know, it's the excitement and the, it's just, you know, you're in a basketball arena and because it's an oval, there's not a bad seat.
There's not a bad seat in the house.
You know, everybody would prefer to sit in the lower level.
But
there's still not a bad seat. And then with the board there in front of everybody.
The Megatron out there.
Even you can have the best seat in the house. And you still catch yourself looking at the screen.
Right. I know. You could be looking.
I was at a bull riding one in Sacramento, and Flint Rasmussen was the clown there. And he, you know, they showed the ride going on, and I'm behind the bucket shoes, but I'm looking at the ride going on. And he goes, look at John Grammy. He drives 120 miles to watch the screen up there. So.
He could be sitting back in his house.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we said we're here with John Grammy. We've known John for a long time.
Before you were a volunteer.
And we're going to talk about your stock company.
Okay.
Right? We'll come back. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional. When it comes to stroke and cardiac care, every second matters. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold a gold award from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of our sponsors, to help us here. Be able to bring this show live to you from Las Vegas. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, streaming on KCNR1460.com. This is Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. Live in Las Vegas, John Brownie's with us coming back.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Reading Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And we're back here on KCNR, and Carl and Linda are in Las Vegas.
There we are. Thanks, Al. You know what?
We can hear you,
there's
buddy.
There's this cable.
It's orange.
There's
bright
a cable
orange
that allows us to hear him. That I unplugged it to put in our drop here, and then just kind of wandered away and didn't put it back in. We're going.
Never mind.
Yeah. Anyway, but we're back. Here, hey, yeah. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:15 in the morning. I'm sorry, 8:17 in the morning. This portion is brought to you by
Reading Rancheria and Wind River. We continue to invest in community partnerships and programs that honor our heritage, uplift families, and supporting the well-being of future generations. That's the Reading Rancheria.
And we're here with John Growney, a friend.
He's a friend.
And a truly, you know, and he doesn't like to hear it because he's, you know, like a lot of people. Well, I know you're a lot of humility here from a man that's been around. That when you mention, you know, you can talk about different people, but you mention John's name and most everybody goes, oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I know, Brian.
A legend.
I want people to know me. I want people to love me. And this rodeo world opens those doors for me a lot. So when I got out just before COVID, and that's what I missed the most. My ego needed fed more and more often.
It's nice to be able to be with people and feed off of people.
It is. That's what it makes it.
Right.
We're all in it together.
We are in it together. And you know, it's a small world, rodeo. And we're not a contractor or a competitor, but we are parts of the committee and women's side of it and all that.
Men's side. And
we believe in that cowboy code.
Right.
Know, and treating people that way.
And we live in Reading, so we love the rodeo, and we wanted to be part of it. And that this is also our sponsors help us to be able to, you know, we've got producers and we have things that we need to do, but
we
have us to get here and be able to promote rodeo and the guests that we've had on and the fun information. I mean, every time I'm here, I'm learning more stats.
Right. And I'm hoping the people in our communities at home are learning something from this.
Right. Because
it's not, you know, you get so many, even cowboys are guilty of it. They just show up at the rodeo and they think, gee, what a great thing. Or maybe I ran into the guy parking cars and I got in a fight with him or an argument. Or, you know, the cowboys, something they don't appreciate what really goes on. Produce a rodeo.
The teamwork, the committees, we're talking about, we can't emphasize that enough about the committees. And we were talking about what it was to put like just that rodeo on just last night. The people, all the way from selling food and alcohol to the, I don't know how many people they have parking, the thousands of people, just lights and sound. I mean, it was incredible. And you think about how, I mean, if this, I wonder what the number is before the contestants even were in.
You know, even the contestants, they actually have rehearsals. So all those kids know what they're supposed to do. And they have strong finds. Most of rodeos, some kids are really good about hurrying along. And, you know, they know that they realize it's a production and they got to get moving. But others don't. It's just like, I'm here and they can wait on me. And here, they don't. This committee, the Las Vegas events and the PRCA, they have stringent fines if you're lollygagging or if you're cussing or anything. You know, if you're not where you're supposed to be at the right time, you get fined for it. So, but it's to get these kids to pay attention and to realize that it's a 2-hour production and we got to be at two hours.
That's it. You know, we talked about it when we had Lee Luff on from Reading Rodeo. He's sitting there that we know that when that, the flag line goes out, 7.5 seconds later, that chute opens. Yeah. And because we're on TV.
It should.
Yeah.
It doesn't always.
Not
always. Roar riding is really terrible.
Oh, well, you know, they're trying to.
Well, we've been there before at Red Bluff where we've been at, sitting over the chutes, and we see what happened where sometimes you can't get a bull to settle.
Right. Or, I swear that the bull rider is waiting for God to say, okay, go ahead and nod your head because I'll protect you now or something. It's just like,
oh, man.
I'm not sure if I really want to go yet.
You could write
a whole book on that, John. I'm
well,
sure.
You do. You see it in them. You can almost see the guys that take forever to re-pull and re-pull.
Yeah.
And they go, he's just not into it.
He doesn't want to.
Yeah, he's not sure. What am I doing here?
You know, this is not the bull I'd want to ride. This is not the bull I want to ride.
This is not how I pictured it to be.
I'm looking out there. That's where I want to get
that
ride
right
there.
Right, right. They do.
Yeah.
They do.
When you watch, when you're riding, and that hit kind of goes to the side. It's kind of like, oh, he's coming off. But, the amount of guts to get on a, 1,400 pounds or more.
Right. 1,600, 1,700, 1,800.
Yeah, like you're on a whale.
Pound bull that's got one idea in his mind.
Yeah.
Is to get you off.
Right.
And you weigh 153 pounds.
That's one of the big guys. So it is. It's amazing. I used to ride bulls and I enjoyed it. And it put me through college and it did a lot of things for me. But when I watch these kids and I see them get underneath those bulls and they're walking all over them and stuff like that, and I go, what the heck was I thinking when I was doing that?
And
you can do everything right. And, I mean, you can ride the bull right. Yeah. You can come off right. And then the wreck happens.
Yeah.
And
you just don't know.
You just don't know.
Right.
Just a misstep.
Yeah.
And that's where your bullfighters come in. Or they're getting hung up in the rope. And here come the bullfighters, and one's distracting, and the other two are leaping up. They're on the bull to get him loose. So
let's talk about, because this is the interesting thing that the family that with our friends last night was the first time they'd ever been to the NFR, and boy, we screamed all night long. It was fabulous. In fact, he loved it so much, he went out and rode the mechanical bull.
Oh, did he?
And
he
screamed even more.
That's what usually happens.
Yeah,
you get jacked up, and I just know I want to do that.
He brought us back last night. You know, his father started this company, nutritional company. We're going to interview him later on. But let's talk about the nutrition of what goes into these athletes of horses
and bulls.
And, it's not you just throw hay out there. It's like high performance.
It is. And, you know, and I don't understand nutrition that well to speak about it. But I do know that when you're fed well, you know, I've done this to myself here. I'm not eating good down here. I'm eating, so I might not have anything to eat till lunchtime.
Yeah.
And then after lunch, we end up going to the rodeo. So that might be the only meal I have is a lunch meal or something. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can feel it just wearing me down. So we know that food is important and the right nourishment. So you kids. So anyway, I think the main thing, and we're seeing it now in stock, is exercise. You know, they're pinned up. You know, they go from rodeo to rodeo to rodeo, and they're in pins all the time. And the key to your livestock is good nutrition, good food, fresh water, and also exercise. because you can get so lazy being pinned up. And so when we were in the rodeo business, we every morning we would feed in the arena, and then we'd run them around in the arena. And so it's just, you see it in racetracks.
Yeah.
Constantly keeping them built up. And we noticed towards the end of our rodeo thing is the exercise is the most important thing.
Yeah, well, you know, it helps their joints. It helps, you
well,
know,
we know it
keeps them.
We know it as humans.
Yeah. We know it as humans, right?
Yeah. And we seem to get lazier as we get older. And so a lot of those bulls and horses, you know, they're older. You know, they're 7, 8 bucking horses. I've seen bucking horses here at 30 years old. But
it's amazing,
pretty soon you don't feel like kicking your heels up
right?
and running and goofing off, and you get fat and lazy.
Right.
So, but, you know, and as a stock contractor, you know, we talked a little bit about this earlier. I mean, you're talking about millions of dollars worth of stock and taking care of them and the, all the things you do and exercise and the, you know, the feed and, you know, supplements, you know, to help, you know, everything. Like, we'll take a supplement for our joints. You know, you can do the same thing with the animals.
You know, and, you know, an animal can't tell you that, hey, I'm hurting or I got pulled a muscle. But if you pay attention, you can, they'll tell you through their motion and everything else what's going on.
I can tell from my horse's eyes.
Right.
I can look at it.
Really
and
do.
I can say, she's not feeling so bad today.
You know, probably not in our time, but as we get to know animals better, you can tell. I swear horses are smarter than humans. You know, they sense things. They have so many things going for them. And they pass that on to their colts. And so, you know, they do a lot of artificial insemination now and stuff like that.
Right.
And then they'll put the egg in just a regular brood mare.
Right.
And I still think most of it comes from the mother teaching that kid what's going on.
Right. Yeah.
And they talk to them. They do it through licking their lips, through sounds, through stomping the ground. There's so many things that they're doing that you, once you start being around them, you start realizing they're communicating.
Yeah, if that mare can make that other horse move, they've won. That's
right.
it. That's the confrontation.
Yeah, right.
That can make you move.
Right.
And
sometimes they're pinning their ears back.
Yeah. And that's when we're working with horses, as we all know, is that if you can move,
now, it's
now
been
you're
fun.
Dominant.
I've been blessed my whole life. I'm a car dealer's son. and we were raised in town. But this Owens family around Red Bluff, they taught me how to be a cowboy. And then all the great things that have happened to me through my life, owning Red Rock, knowing Lane Frost, the Owens family, Ben Sell and Red Bluff. There's so many people that have been there to help me. And, because it is tough. It, financially, the rodeo business is not a good business to be in, but
well,
it's a great life to live.
It's a great life.
Right.
We love the cowboy code.
We're going to take a break here. One of the things I'm going to talk about when we get back. Is, and we talk about the genetics and the breeding. And I always remember what you said to me one time is, you'll get a bull that's never been out, comes into the chute the first time, and when he looks out there, and you're looking at him, you go, he knows what he's here for.
Right?
You see it in bird dogs, you see it in racehorses, and you see it in buck and stock.
Yeah.
He's been there before.
Oh,
not really.
Not really.
We've been there before.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
It.
When we come back, and also, I think our listeners would love to hear about the new bronze sculpture.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
And also,
Red Bluff.
We want to talk about you're back in the contracting business and what it takes for that. That's not an easy job.
No,
how's
it going? How's it been going? But we do have to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This portion of the show brought to you by Jones Ford. This is the one of the oldest gun shops in California. Located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, open Monday through Saturday. The phone number is 530-222-3223. Family owned and operated, selling all your brands of firearms, Sig Sauer, Smith & Wesson, Glock, Ruger, Weatherby, and much more. Like I said, they're one of the oldest gun stores in California, locally owned, locally operated, and in teaching classes and concealed carry, they've got it all. At Jones Fork, and we'll be right back with John Grind.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsors for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena where the action happened.
Many thanks to our sponsors.
Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Reading Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Fort, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And we're back with Carl and Linda.
Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Good morning, everybody. And welcome back to, gosh, our live broadcast here.
Yeah, the last 30 South minutes
Point,
here.
South Point Arena. And, last night it was opening night for the National Finals Rodeo. It was a big.
First performance?
Very big. Concert, big time concert with moving animals and great music, and it was nonstop. And then we got up at 4:30 to get ready. To get ready to be here today, but we just love the guest that's with us this morning, and that's John Browning.
And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Reading Chamber of Commerce is proud to support the traditions and businesses that make our community strong. Few traditions shine brighter than the Reading Rodeo. As fans gather for the National Finals Rodeo, reminded how special it is to have a world-class rodeo right at home in it. And it absolutely is, as the COO and the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association said, we're up in that maxi group there in the top 40. So Visit Reading invites everyone to come experience their trails, rivers, food, and the Western spirit that lives in Reading all year long. Yep. Come see why champions feel at home in Reading.
Love that.
From the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Okay. And we're here with John Browning, who has been in the rodeo business since he was 12.
My dad was on the committee there, and my great grandfather was a charter member of the Red Bluff Roundup. So it runs in my blood. My brother is the vice president right now.
Man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And you've got a relative that's the general manager here?
Ryan Browning, right.
You know what? Next year, maybe we can use you to get him on
I told him, I said, I'm going to get you on that thing. And we don't need to do that. We're selling ourselves and selling our businesses all the time. So when the opportunity is there, you jump at it.
Of course.
Let me talk about South Point, and we're talking about the arenas that are in this facility and that it really has been built for the equestrian community in the country to come here and do different things, not only during rodeo, there's other events.
Yeah, I wish we had time because the history of Michael Gaughan and even then Ryan, I got to tell you this anyway. So
okay.
Ryan, I met Ryan Browning and we're distant cousins. He's like a ninth cousin. What he is. But I actually met him through Michael Gaughan.
Who is the owner of the South Point?
Yeah, and Michael has helped me. He helped me more than anybody work through the struggles of being in the stock contracting.
Mm-hmm.
But so I owe him so much. But anyway, when I first met Michael Gahn, he called me into his office. He saw my name on the stock contracting list. And so I was staying at his dad's hotel at the Union Plaza. Uh-huh. And then they have a list that comes out where the stock contractors are all staying. And Michael Gahn saw that, so he made sure I was staying at the Gold Coast now because he wanted to talk to me. And the first day, he calls me, and I think, geez, I've already messed up here or some damn thing. So I go there. Well, he wanted to know how I was related to Mike Growney. Well, I have a brother, Mike Growney.
Okay.
But this Mike Growney was an FBI agent here. And so that's where Ryan Growney and his sister were born here.
Okay.
Ryan's mom and dad both were FBI agents in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy, do they have stories.
Right, and they do. So, but anyway, Michael Gahn knew them. And so he wanted to know how I was related to Mike Growney. And, well, 2 years before that, Mike Growney here has three brothers that had a restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'd met them, and they told me about having a brother in Las Vegas that was an FBI agent. So anyway, back to Michael Gahn and the South Point here. Michael Gahn has such great vision, a forward vision. And he already knew Ryan Growney as a straight A student, you know, never miss a day of school. He was a very well educated kid. Well, he knew he needed the other side of life, the common sense part of life. And the first day I met Michael Gahn, that night at the rodeo, I met Ryan Growney and his dad, Mike Growney. And right there, Michael Gahn looks at me and hardly knows me. He goes, "He'll come to work for you." So Ryan's 14 and a half years old or something. The next year, so he's 15 and a half. He probably has his permit. He comes and works for us, and we teach him the other side of life. But at the same time, how to work, how to drive, all the things to do. And then also, I was introducing Ryan, and Ryan was good at it, to the rodeo world. And Michael Gahn had this vision that he would own something like this South Point one of these days, and that Ryan Growney would run it.
Wow.
And so here, poor Ryan Growney, 14 and a half years old, with a guy that already has a vision that this kid's going to help run this thing right there. It's a great story. And sure enough, once Michael Gahn positioned himself, right?
To start building this.
And so then Ryan started working with the paint crew at midnight, you know, or the plumber or whatever. He was learning every facet of this industry. And it was just great to watch this kid grow up. And at the same time, in the summertime, he'd be working for us. And then he went to Georgetown to college and got a degree in business. And when you go into the office every morning, they have a printout that's probably about 6 inches, 7 inches thick of everything that goes on here every day. What SWATs did, what the alcohol did, what all that stuff.
Really?
And those guys, that Michael Gahn and Ryan Growney, can read through that so fast. You know, they know what they're looking through. But it's a numbers. And
bottom line,
both Michael Gahn and Ryan Growney are great with numbers. Numbers just flow through their head.
Mm.
So anyway, a little history there.
Well, no, that's wonderful.
It's a fascinating story.
One of the things that we found out last year, we were down in one of the cafes down there, and the waitress says, "How long have you been here?" She goes, "Well, you know, I started working for Michael at the other place and came over here." I've been there like 23 years. And she's calling Michael. She says, "You know, he comes down here all the time, or he comes down to where the
where
everybody's being fed.
Right.
He comes down, has breakfast, and I mean,
he is an icon in this community. The police here are allowed to come here, and he'll buy their breakfast for them. You know that they know, you know, and when they have a break, they have a chance to come and eat here. And everybody, all the taxi drivers, everybody knows Michael Gahn, Mr. Gahn.
He just seems like, you know." Of course, we never met him, but with all the stories we've heard about him, he must be an exceptional person. Yeah.
He kept these doors open during COVID.
Uh-huh.
There's a story there, too. You know, these doors into here, they have no locks on them. So they had to shut down, you know, they made them shut down one day. And so they had to go buy chains and regular paddle locks put on the doors so they could lock this place up because it's never been closed.
So how long were they closed down?
One day? Just one day or 2 days. It wasn't very much.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The COVID is still impacting on us, as we know right
but
now.
But he kept all of his employees working.
That's what I heard, is that nobody lost. Nobody was furloughed or laid off. Right. They were paid.
Right.
This is the kind of guy you want to work for.
Yeah. He's got the cowboy code.
He does. Yeah. And, you know, anyway, great man. And he's just so good for rodeo. When he was growing up, Benny Binion was sort of his mentor.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and his dad was his mentor also, but it's better to learn from somebody else than it is your father. And so Jackie Gunn made sure that, as Michael's dad, he made sure that Michael hung around and was sort of a cowboy, rode horses and stuff like that. And so was more around Benny Binion. And Benny Binion's the one that got the NFR here.
Right.
And then when he was dying, he called Michael and said, "Hey, I'm holding you to this. You make sure this never leaves Las Vegas."
Well, Benny Binion is a legend.
Oh, big time.
And you sound like you know a lot of stories about Benny Binion.
Well, not really, but you know, I knew he was a very powerful man.
They were doing the stories about how Benny went back to
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma to get the NFR out here. And Michael was involved in that. And
right.
But Michael, here's another guy that's humble. He says, "This is Benny." He says, I loaned him airplanes to be able to get the crew out there to talk to him.
Right.
But he's very humble about the whole thing. But I have a feeling that Michael was involved in that too.
He was not to the extent, you know.
Yeah, Benny.
Benny Binion, you know, back in the old days, it was like Redding, John Balma. Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, that between John Balma and Rudy,
they
pretty much controlled Redding. And it was for the better because they knew they were moving it forward.
Right. Yeah.
It was growing and they were there to protect the public. It was just so great to be young like my age and to watch all these great people making things happen.
You know, it's just amazing. You and I are the same age and how good we look.
No. Well, it's because you keep active and you have to be.
I'll go work out when we're done here.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to work out by picking up all
the stuff. We can talk. I could talk to you days without end of all the great things.
We're going to take an early break because I want to talk about you've gotten back into the contracting side, which you've already told me 100 times. This is crazy. You know, the stock contracting business is not easy.
Right?
You know,
it's not.
And,
you know, people see us.
I wanted to talk about that. You're back into it. Now, we're going to take an early break, Alex. And this portion of the show is, let me see here.
Redding Rancheria, of course, our title sponsor. What do you want to say about Redding Rancheria? They own and operate 5 healthcare facilities under the Redding Rancheria Health System, providing high-quality care for Native and non-Native community members.
I'd like to thank all of our sponsors here. Our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, Redding Chamber of Commerce, Jones Fort, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Wonderland Signs.
Hey,
we haven't talked a lot about Wonderland.
Wonderland Signs, they created our logo, our Casey and our logo. And anytime we have gone and wanted any kind of artwork done or any kind of, we just call them up. They are the people. Wonderland Signs, they did.
These banners are beautiful.
The banners, they did the artwork on the banners, took care of it. And I just had to go, they're just wonderful. So they are a go-to place for any kind of signs or when it comes for us personally, Free Fire Radio and personally for whenever I performed or do anything, it's Wonderland Signs. And they're located on 273, you know, kind of kitty corner from Sweeties,
that's
that
right.
area.
Yeah. Okay. So, we're going to be right back with John Growney.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin
and live band The Freshmakers.
Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out.
Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats.
Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 and over.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsors for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Reading Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
And we're back again with Carl and Linda.
Okay. Hey,
morning,
thanks
everybody.
A lot, Alex.
Yes.
You know what? We can't do it without you, buddy. And you're doing a great job.
Got our whole team back at
the whole team.
David
was
California.
In there this morning. Yeah.
And let's not forget that we're here promoting rodeo. We are here with the Reading Rodeo Association, and we've been able to attend some wonderful speeches and events and breakout. We want to thank Ted Bambino and all of the women of rodeo and the men of rodeo, and we're here to support what rodeo stands for in your community. There's a question. Like, you may not have all the money in the world, but you will have time. So our point is that get involved with rodeo. Do something for your community that's going to thrive. It's a place that, you know, it's family friendly. It's patriotic. All those things that if you want to be a part of it, you could, there's a place for you at the Reading Rodeo in order for you to have a part of it. We are going to bring this back to one of our sponsors, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Is very proudly serving the Northern California community with the highest standards of patient safety, quality, and care, from emergencies to specialty services. We're here for all of your health care needs at Shasta Regional Medical Center because your health is our community's priority.
Okay, and we're here with John Growney. You know, you don't like for me to say it, but I don't care. A legend in the rodeo community, of course, you know, not just being a stock contractor, but he had that bull, Red Rock, who is still famous.
Always will be.
The world competition between Lane Frost and Red Rock. And, you know, they made movies, they made documentaries. We saw John. How long ago was that, John? Because
94 was the movie.
94. Okay. And John was in the movie. And the, this was, something that brought rodeo into a new light with this. Lane Frost and Red Rock. And tell us a little bit, you know, you got out of the contracting business and now you're back in it again.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, instead of talking about Red Rock, we'll talk about, you know, I'm with Legacy Pro Rodeo, and I got out of it. I could talk forever, but it's sort of I really believe in God, that my whole life story was written before I was ever born. And, you know, I was blessed to have a bull like Red Rock and then a friend like Lane Frost, and all those things that happen, and in the movie, and it builds you up bigger than you really are. I mean, I'm still the kid from Red Blood. But anyway, I got out just before COVID, and if I hadn't have gotten out, I'd have probably gone broke. I'd have lost my place. I'd have probably, you know, I'd have hedged everything to the max. And that, you know, cause things never have really gotten back straight because the cost of doing business is so much greater than finances that you get back from the rodeo. So anyway, I was out of it, and I was out of it for about 2 or 3 years. And this Patrick Witham, a young man, he's 49 years old, and he wanted to get in the rodeo business, and he's made a lot of his money in the pharmaceutical business. And so he had this money, and he wanted to get in the rodeo business. So he came to me and paid me to actually find him a rodeo company. Well, the next day I found probably the best rodeo company you could have found anywhere in the world. And so then I couldn't wait to get off the phone with the people that own the company to get back to Patrick going, you pay them whatever they want because you'll never find a rodeo company like this. They had about 15 really good rodeos, had excellent bucking stock, and they were out of Utah. And so we bought the rodeo company, and then he figured out really quickly that he's going to need me to work for him. So he hired me to work for him. So now I have this great job doing what I love doing and not having to worry about any of the finances. And that's what probably made it so good. So now, you know, we're doing really well in the rodeo business, which we should because we had this great rodeo company. Mm-hmm. And then we've added rodeos that I used to have, Joseph, St. Paul, Red Bluff, Clovis, Logandale, and a couple of others.
Wow.
So, and you, I had to teach him also. It's not the how many rodeos you put on, it's the quality of rodeos.
Right.
And the rodeos that are fun to be at. And most of our rodeos, all the good cowboys come to. Mm-hmm. And when you have the best of the best, almost every one of these kids that are competing here at the NFR come to our rodeos. And because of that, it makes it fun because they understand their job and we understand our job. And we come together, it just makes for a great production and it makes for a great rodeo.
Having the number of animals they have here for the rough stock, and we're not even talking about steers and calves, and the cowboys know, I mean, you can understand how they know the rough stock because they see them, but these team ropers and the steer wrestlers, they know the cows that are coming out.
Well, not only that, the bull riders, and these cameras now, you know, when I was rodeoing, you had an 8mm camera that you had to take into a grocery store and they sent it off and, you know, 3 weeks later, you might get to see your ride. And then it was going really fast anyway. And most people with the camera were looking off somewhere else. So you didn't get watch the whole. These kids nowadays, they call up their buddy that just had that animal and that guy will send them the video of that bull and that, you know, that bucking horse. So these kids, just like when I interviewed Stetson last night, he'd never had that horse before. But he knew that horse, and he knew him well, and he knew what he had
he
to do.
He studied him.
Right. He knew what he had to do to make that horse the best that he could make that
Give
horse.
Give him a 90-point
ride.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
So there's so much to it. And then, you know, in our rodeo world, you're constantly building a team of livestock. You know, you want the best horses, the best bulls. And when you can offer a committee that's they start looking for you. They want you. And so we're not back at Reading yet, but I keep working on Reading, and we're going to be in Reading.
Yes.
Because you're seeing multiple stock contractors at these rodeos.
Right.
Because everybody has it's in a numbers game, but they have a top end, they have a medium herd, and then they have a bottom end.
Right.
And when you're a stock contractor, you get paid from that rodeo committee. You're trying to maximize your dollars. So you're bringing some lesser animals in that shouldn't be there.
Right.
So anyway, more and more of the major rodeos, and Reading's a major rodeo, are hiring 5, 6, 7 stock contractors to make that herd as even as they can make it. Because these cowboys, the cost of traveling and the cost of going somewhere, if they know already in their mind that they can't place on that animal, they're not coming.
It's called a turnout.
Right, it's a turnout. And it's bad for rodeo because it's hard to market somebody that you know has entered at your rodeo, but he's not going to come.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want that.
And it happens. And the committees are paying for these animals.
Right. They're still paying
for the animals.
Right.
And if it's turnout.
Red Bluff, I think last year figured they paid $17,000 for animals that they didn't come and get on.
Yeah. Right. So, Yeah, I mean, this is a big business.
Yeah,
and
it is.
And, so, and these cowboys will be traveling 2-3 rodeos a weekend sometimes.
Right.
And so if they're looking at that horse that's got a lower bucking average, it's not worth their time.
The PRC, they had a rule just for a while, but they threw it out. The cowboys didn't like the rule. You know, we were talking about trying to run a business, yet you're still dealing with cowboys that don't always come through for you. And so these cowboys, Chris Horton, who is in charge, he's the liaison from the PRCA to the committees.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he put a rule in there that you could only be entered in one rodeo on that one day. And it was a great rule. Well, they didn't like it, so they threw it out. So these cowboys enter multiple rodeos for the same day, hoping that they'll draw that the animal that they're looking for. And that's where they'll choose to go to and won't come to Reading because they drew something lesser. So it's a numbers game, and it's a financial deal for them, but it's not right for the sport of rodeo.
Yeah, you think that they would draw that when they get there. I mean, why couldn't you draw when you get there?
The time eventers, they do them. And the time eventers would like the cowboy, the rough stock guys have to do that also. So one rodeo that day, you go to that rodeo, they draw your stock. But I'm against that because I want them to draw the livestock 30 days ahead of time so we can do a versus thing. Like Casey Fields is getting on Moulin Rouge. I can go out to Reading and build that hype for 30 days, and I can sell more tickets than anybody could imagine.
Okay.
But when you don't have a hype, all other sports have a hype, you know.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys playing the 49ers.
Boxing.
Anything. Everything is somebody's versing somebody. And rodeo, the cowboy is versing the animal. And so we have just as many great animals or more great animals than there is great cowboys.
Well, I could see that coming from you because of your experience with Red Rock and Lane.
Right. That's what that was.
Right.
We knew 30 days, 40 days, 50 days, 60 days ahead of time that we knew when Lane was going to be up at Reading and when he and Lane would be out. And so, and it did, it was a great thing. And we lucked out, and it was the first performance on Friday night. And Friday night was just a brand new thing at Reading. And so all of a sudden we packed. It was something to see.
It is.
So.
Well, let's talk about the bronze. Didn't that happen last year at Red Rock that they brought into Red Bluff? And it's this beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I'm trying to do, and I'm still trying to do, and I'm hoping once you guys find the real, you know, you guys have been fighting for your home in Reading, and now I think it's pretty well established, that I would love to see a full-size bronze of Lane and Red Rock because that was where history was made. Reading was where history was really made.
Yeah.
But Clovis and Red Bluff have already got full-size bronzes out in front of their parking lot. Or, you know, Red Bluff is right next to their office and as you enter into the fairground. And then Clovis is right as you're coming into their parking lot, and they have lights on it and everything like that. And it's a full-size thing. And it commemorates the ride and Lane Frost and Red Bluff.
We did
seven of those, and I'm hoping that Reading will do it one time, Livermore with another, Sisters, Oregon, and St. Paul, Oregon, and then Spanish Fork, Utah. And that was all the rodeos. There was seven of them. And I would hope that one day every one of them would have the bronze of Lane and Red Rock.
Okay.
Though we're talking about like in 1994,
Lane
Frost, Lane Frost is still alive today.
It is, and I know that, you know, I know that Lane and Red Rock, if Lane hadn't passed, if he was still alive and he was old, you know, he'd be 60 years old now.
Yeah.
And so almost in his passing created this to happen.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't just Lane and Red Rock. It was multiple things that happened. And so, but because of his death, the challenge became a very important part of that life story of Lane Frost.
And it's gone till today.
And it will last forever.
It will.
Right. Most bull riders, you couldn't tell me 2-3 world champion bull riders if I asked you. You couldn't tell me world champion bulls if I asked you. Sammy Andrews and I are really good friends. Sammy Andrews owned Bodacious, and Bodacious is a famous bull. The two most famous bulls in our rodeo world are Red Rock and Bodacious. And Sammy and I were together the other day, and we go, that's our signature.
Your legacy.
Our legacy.
Yeah. There it is.
Right. Well, thank you so much, John Browney. And Carl, we're going to sign off now. We've had three wonderful days of broadcasting live from the South Point Arena. And we have been here with the Reading Rodeo and 700-plus other rodeo associations.
And we want to thank our sponsors
again. Absolutely. Reading Rancheria, thank you so much. Our title sponsors, which are Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And thank you to our other sponsors, Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Reading Chamber of Commerce Convention Catalyst Champion, Jones Fort, and Wonderland Signs. Thank you all so much for making it possible for us here to promote rodeo in the Reading area and beyond.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. We're just not sure which day. Tuesday for sure. Maybe Monday, but Tuesday for sure. So, Blake, if you're listening,